Girlfriend drunkenly reveals she's orchestrated her entire relationship, written by Billy Yandere Cyrus. The donation links, if available, will be listed down below. Oh, babe. That was such a good fucking dinner. I can't believe you let me order two appetizers. Two! Oh, I don't know. I don't know what my answer is. You know what? Nothing. Nothing. Thank you for spoiling me, baby. Yeah. I'm so lucky I have you. It took so long, but I finally have you and really have you. What do I mean? Well, no, stupid. I can't tell you that. You'll probably think I'm crazy. No, I mean, seriously, you probably think I was fucking insane. Like, really, I do a lot to hide the crazy from you. Oh, a lie. Well, I think it's probably better that way. You sure? You really want to know? You're not going to leave me if I'm honest? Really? Do you mean that nothing could make you leave? Well, I've been obsessed with you since the moment I saw you. Before I finally got my current job, I was... Yeah, this is so embarrassing. I really can't tell you. Really? You promise? You 100% swear you still love me and be with me?
You swear on your life?
Well, okay, well, I was homeless. Just so depressed. And I really didn't have much hope for myself. I felt like giving up. But then there you were. You walked by. You're with some bitch. But you stopped. And you looked at me. And you really, 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 really looked at me. That's some street urchin or riffraff. I don't buy that. You really just looked at me like a person. And then you give me $100. $100. Like it was nothing, and later I would know your finances, and I knew that you could barely afford to do that, but you did it. That's when I followed you. You and your little friend went on the bus. You walked home. It was so nice that you lived so close to me. I ended up moving all of my things closer to you so I could watch you each day leaving your house. This house, actually, it was like watching you walk out of your future every day. Having you so close made it so much easier to motivate myself. I even began collecting cans all over town so I could finally save up for a down payment on an apartment. It took a long time, but seeing you every day made it worth it.
That's a good question. It would have taken me a lot longer to save up and get myself a small apartment. But there was this guy who gave me like 1,000 one day. He was creepy. It made me feel really unsafe overall. He told me he wanted to help and then he left. It was weird. And I'm really grateful I owe that guy everything. So yeah, then I got my apartment, worked my ass off, and well, I ran into you again. And well, here we are. No, that's not it. I stopped the stalking you shortly after, I swear. Okay. Oh, are you sure you won't be mad? Like, really? There's definitely more, but I'm afraid of upsetting you. Yeah. I did really work hard to get where I am today. Thank you, baby. You're really sweet. Okay, sure. There was more. During our first date, I saw you type in your password on your phone, and well, when you went to grab our food, I poured some stuff in your drink. It would give you a little tummy ache. You're so quick to run to the bathroom, you didn't grab your phone, and that's when I started sending myself copies of everything. Your notes, your photos, passwords, everything. This makes it really, really easy to make sure that everything went the way I know it needed to be. God, that felt so fucking good to tell you. I feel like weight has lifted off my shoulders. God, this honesty just feels so, 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 so good. God, I don't want to stop. Okay, so let's see. Okay, oh, I remember how you really, really wanted that promotion, but that asshole in your apartment was such a kiss ass. And was basically gonna get it just because he was sucking up to your boss. Okay. So I got this. I set up a spoof email and made it look just like his. And then send a fuck ton of dick pics to your boss. They weren't even the same dick. But it worked. He fell for it and fired your coworker almost immediately. Then everyone was just told it was an HR-related issue. And guess who got the promotion? You, baby. Yeah. I do just about anything for you. For us. Hell, that's what a good partner does. Oh man, I just remembered drugging your food. Whenever we hung out, so the longer you spin away from me, the more you'd ache for me. And want to be around me, you practically begged me to move in after a few months. It was really, really hard to get the dosages right. And you did get sick a few times, but I took care of you. And that made us closer, didn't it? You were so cute and needy. I love it. I love, 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 loved it. God, I needed it so badly to keep having you need me. I do feel a little bad for isolating you from your friends. They did mean well. They really did. Blackmailing them made me feel really bad. But it was sort of their fault too. What do I mean? Oh, well, your friends, the married couple. They were the first. The husband, of course, was cheating on his wife. The best part was that the wife was also cheating on her husband, too. I had no idea. So all I had to do was to threaten to tell the other and just let them know. The only thing they had to do was stop talking to you. I had to do something like this anyway. Because, well, they just didn't seem to like me very much, and I knew that they had told you I had a bad vibe. look who's talking. I'm not the one cheating on my spouse. I didn't want that kind of bad influence on you. So yeah, I make them go away. Most of your friends were bad influences, if I'm being honest with you. I had to make them all go away until I could figure out some people who are better for you. I'm still looking. Don't look so worried. I know socialization is important for you. I'll find the right match someday, baby. You know, I'll always take care of you. Yeah, it's probably enough for now. I know you get the point. I love you, baby. There's so much I've done to make sure our relationship works. I've done just about everything I can. Look how happy we are. Wasn't this the best date ever? I've never seen you have so much fun, and now we're here back in our bed. Happy. Drunk and an entire life ahead of us. Come here, give me a kiss. I want you so badly right now. Being vulnerable really makes me horny for some reason.
Crazy bitch. Oh, that's some kind of roleplay shit.
You're such a freak. I love it.
You said I could be honest. You said to tell you the truth. You said you love me no matter what.
You lied, you lied, you lied, you lied. You lied. You lied. You lied to me. You lied. You lied, you lied, you lied, you lied.
You lied. You lied. You lied.
You lied. Why did you lie? You said you loved me now. No matter what. Why are you leaving me if you said to tell me? I thought you loved me. I thought you loved me. I thought you loved me. Why did you lie? You lied to me. I loved you. I'm sorry. I feel things very,
I need you to sit down on the bed. Just stay there. I'll be right back.
Drink. Now.
I hate you so much for telling me to be honest with you. I'm sorry. I feel awful admitting it all. I... It's the truth. I am obsessed with you. I'm sure you don't want to hear about how I systematically altered and orchestrated our entire relationship like some type of psychological mastermind and manipulator that suckered you in and made you believe I was such a good person. It wasn't a mistake. No drink. It wasn't that I wanted to control you. I know that now. I knew that I couldn't be happy imagining you dating anyone else, kissing anyone else, and I wish things could just go back to the way they were before, and I only see one way that can happen, especially after the things I've done. Drink. Oh, baby. I realize how this all must sound. You're such a good person, I know that. I make sure to always be mindful with your heart. I never wanted you to feel sad or depressed when I started all of. It's an awful feeling. This obsessiveness feels like a slow rot. The way it just twists and turns at your insides. Drink. The truth is, I'm not really that good of a person. I get jealous, I get crazy. I feel selfish all the time, but the way you look at me, the way your eyes light up when I come home from the store, it makes it all worth it for me. I understand how lucky I am to have your attention. I may have been homeless for a while, but I'm not stupid. I knew you were the one the second you looked at me, sitting up against that wall, begging for change. I was so desperate to have someone like you all my life. I've wanted to find a life that was worth living for. Drink?
Drink.
So, I made sure to never let you see who I really was. It worked like a charm, too. You were so happy
me in your life. Every aspect. Your family. Your friends. Your job. I was your trophy partner. Perfect. Just for you. A life straight out of the movies, at least. That's what it felt like to me. And I needed to keep that. I needed to keep that forever. And I was so close until you told me, to be honest.
You told me. You wanted me to be vulnerable. You made this happen. Drink.
Why did you make me tell you? Why did you lie to me when you said you'd love me no matter what? I hate feeling like this so pathetic. I sometimes will wake up in the middle of the night and panic thinking you were gone only to hear you in the bathroom. I was so scared of losing you. I know what I've done. The bad things. Terrible, awful, evil things. I don't know if I'll ever regret them because I liked how it all felt. I wish I didn't. But I do. It's hard to feel guilt for something you did for love. Finish the bottle, baby. I need to clean this up. All of it. I need to make things right with you. Maybe now that you're blackout drunk, you won't remember any of this. I can continue to be who you want me to be if you'll just stay with me. Would you do that? Please? I can't lose you. It'd be too much. We can love each other. I'll do that for you. I know you still haven't proposed, but I found a ring, baby. You hit it so poorly. I know you're ready for that. Tell death to us bye. That's all I need. Just you and me here in this home. All I really want is to be loved. That's what you've always given me. I need you to keep giving it. Thank you for listening. I felt a bit better talking about. Shh. Just lie down, baby. I'm going to take care of you, my sweet, perfect man. So gullible, so trusting. That's because you believe in the good of the world. You believe in the good in me. That's enough to keep me going. I'm going to take care of you. The faster you fall asleep, the faster you'll forget all of this and we go back to happily ever after. There you are. I can't believe you're this high, even after drinking that much. I know you're going to be so sick later, but I'll be sure to take care of you then, just like I always take care of you now. You know, I can finally tell you my secret about how I give the most perfect handjobs ever. That's because I watched you, baby. I watched you every chance I got.
watched exactly how hard you gripped. How fast, how long the strokes were, whether you played with your balls, fingered your ass, all of that. I looked for so that the first time I jerked you off, you would feel right at home. I remember you came so fast and you were shocked how good I was. I remember that it embarrassed you, so I took it easy on you next few times. I didn't care. I'm good at being patient. So, so, so good at that. What you get for betraying me. Sucking your cocks, getting my pussy all filthy and wet. Oh.
nose, baby. I can see your balls tightening up. I love that. I love knowing exactly how your body works. I know. I love knowing everything about you. No, I think we're not done yet. I think it's time we started thinking about our future, where our life is heading. No, don't even try to fight it, baby. You're so fucked up right now. You can barely move. That's fine. The only thing I need you to do is just lay there and let me take care of you. I'm going to ride you. I'm going to ride you so fucking hard. And you're going to fill my wound up with all your cum. I haven't been on the pill for 3 months, not that you notice. I just tell you, I'm going to take my birth control. And you never even think to look twice. Sometimes I'll crinkle a plastic baggie to make it sound like I'm doing something, but that's all you need. You trust so easy, baby. That's why I love you. That's why I protect you. Now, be a good boy and give me all that cum. Fuck, I love it when your cock's inside of me. That's it. You love it when my hips crash into yours, don't you? You love it when my pussy tightens around your cock, just like that. Just like that. Okay.
coming while you breathe me.
Fuck. Yes. So good. Fuck. No, oh, baby. I'm getting sleepy. Shh, it's okay. You won't remember a single thing. Go to sleep so we can go back to dreaming together. Shh, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you, 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 I love you. Shh, baby. Shh, oh my god. You crazy man. You drank so much last night. I can't believe I let you get away with that many shots. You don't remember what happened? Oh, Jesus. You were just in some kind of mood. You were just knocking them back. It was kind of cute. And you know it's hard for me to tell you no. Well, I just know the perfect hangover cure, which is a nice breakfast burrito and plenty of Gatorade. I'm gonna go run out real quick and grab that for you, but just lay here and I'll be back. Hmm? What was that, babe? What did you say? Yeah. I love you too. Be back soon. I'll miss you.